I think we all realize that the urgency of this time is clear, and it is that urgency that drives my decision. Today, I announce my candidacy for United States Senate.
With that, State Attorney General Martha Coakley officially launched her campaign yesterday for Ted Kennedy's seat in the U.S. Senate. In announcing her bid, Coakley, a Democrat, becomes the first major party candidate for the special election set for January. If elected, Coakley would become the first female U.S. Senator from Massachusetts. To talk about the role gender could play in the Senate race, we asked Evelyn Murphy to Morning Edition today. She's a former lieutenant governor of Massachusetts, is a resident scholar in the Women's Studies Research Center at Brandeis University, and is also president of the Wage Project, a national organization to end wage discrimination. Lieutenant Governor Murphy, good to talk to you again, and thanks for appearing on Morning Edition today.
Good morning, Bob. Thank you. It's a pleasure to be talking to you again.
In her speech yesterday, Martha Coakley did not make a point of highlighting the fact that she's the state's top female official. But in your opinion, how big a factor will that be in the U.S. Senate race?
Well, I think if she's the only female, that it certainly will make her stand out. It will be up to Martha Coakley to make her case about the policies, the principles that she stands for, her style. And people will judge her on her record and on her style more than whether she's a woman or not. This is a state that will be pleased if a woman takes that seat, but they will certainly vote on the person's character and their experience rather than their race, gender, or age even.
Although being a woman might help her among women.
Well, it might. It sometimes cuts both ways. It's not, you know, the interesting thing is, in my experience, this is a state that looks at women candidates. We've all been pretty used to seeing some statewide women candidates in recent years between Shannon O'Brien and Carrie Healy.
Candidates for governor.
Yes, candidates for governor. So there have been some top-profile women here. What tends to happen is people want to see those women candidates fiercely compete against male candidates, see that they're just tough enough to carry on the kind of leadership and yet compassionate. And the interesting thing about this race is that Teddy Kennedy's legacy is also going to be a legacy of style. So I think in a way that has not been seen recently, we're going to be testing or looking at these candidates in terms of their style and strength of leadership as well as their personal touch. And that's because carrying on in Ted Kennedy's tradition is going to require even more of this successor.
So do you think that these days voters care whether a candidate is a male or a female?
I think women in this state are hungry to see more women in leadership statewide. I think some men are too. I think we have seen the need for a diverse leadership. That has happened in recent years. So people are going to give her a very special look. How it cuts will be up to how she carries on her campaign. But I think in the long run, she's a very strong candidate because of her statewide base already. And when you look at the potential field, that's going to stand her in the front of the pack when this starts.
During the presidential race, an obvious divide formed in the Massachusetts Democratic Party, with some Democrats very disappointed there would not be a woman nominee. Is there a risk, you think, of that divide forming again in this U.S. Senate race?
I think some of the women who were strong supporters of Hillary Clinton in the presidential race will be equally as energized to try and help Martha Coakley for that reason, and I think that will be a strong base for her. I also think that that the lingering part of the presidential campaign in terms of issues, the issues that women really care about, like health care, also will stand her in good stead. The interesting thing to me, Bob, is that with all of that said, attorneys general, which is Martha Coakley's base of experience statewide, have also in recent years had a hard time moving up to governor's races. Scott Harshbarger, Tom Riley, Frank Bellotti, Attorneys general have a hard time shifting out of just legal issues and into the larger public policy arena that a statewide race for governor or a Senate seat really demands.
On the other hand, when it comes to money, she might have an advantage. If Coakley is the only female candidate in the race, her campaign staff has said that she needs to raise $1 million in the next few weeks. As the possible only female candidate, she might have an advantage in fundraising, don't you think?
Well, yes, I think the this is going to be expensive, but as a statewide office holder now, she has a financial base already, has raised for her last campaign, and you always go back to those who have supported you before. Money shouldn't be a factor in this race because it's going to be so short, but she'll be competitive because she's already got a lot of contributors, and she can certainly ask them and build on that base for raising $1 million or $2 million.
How sensitive must Coakley and all the other candidates who will eventually jump into the race, how sensitive do they need to be to the sadness that pervades the Democratic Party and some of the electorate over Senator Ted Kennedy's death?
Oh, Bob, I think that's a very important point. I think this, sadly enough, this race to take his place is happening so quickly after the most poignant and most long-standing attention that we've had over the last week to Ted Kennedy and his record and him. So there is a sadness in the Democratic Party. I don't think any of us at this stage will get beyond the grieving for quite a while. And candidates are going to have to be very sensitive to that because for many, many Democrats, our personal connection to Ted Kennedy has gone on for decades. So they're going to be campaigning in the face of this lingering grief, and I think it's going to be a very complicated emotional dynamic.
Evelyn Murphy, former lieutenant governor, research scholar in the Women's Studies Research Center at Brandeis University, currently president of the Wage Project, a national organization to end wage discrimination. Evelyn Murphy, thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition.
Bob, thank you very much. It's a pleasure.